Praise God for the wonderful song that we just heard. And because of Jesus, He is everything in our life, and He wants us to be excited about our life in Him. Well, welcome to Christ Church of Grace. I thank God that you're here to worship the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, and all your being. Before we get into the sermon, let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are everything we need for life and godliness. You are perfect in all your ways, and we desire to live every day in Jesus Christ. Open the eyes of our heart to understand the word and apply it in our lives. Help us to believe your word. You, Lord, wrote these things so that we would turn away from our old self and embrace the life of Jesus Christ. Let this sermon be a glory to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, all those years ago, before you turned to the Lord and became a child of God, you were conformed to the ways of the world. You satisfied the lust of your flesh, the lust of your eyes, and the pride of life. You did what came natural in your fallen nature. You followed your feelings and did what was right in your own eyes. You did what you wanted to do when you wanted to do it. The world revolved around you. If it made you feel better about yourself, you did it without questioning yourself. Even without the devil influencing the world, your fallen nature led you to commit all kinds of sin. You needed Christ in your life. But you either ignored that need or you preferred to live the way you chose. You were dead spiritually in your trespasses, your sins, even when you had moments of trying to do the right thing. Your heart was corrupt and led you in a life of sin, and you hated the outcome and the consequences that went along with it. Thank God for His mercy. God, out of His mercy and love, out of His perfect character, out of His glory, chose you to be saved from your lifestyle of sin and death. Before the foundation of the world, He made plans for your life. He knows you. God, out of His mercy, decreed that you would be conformed to the image of His Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus, who died on the cross for your sins, past, present, and future. He determined before time began that you would become His child. Praise be to God Almighty and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He paid the penalty for your sins. He removed your sins as it's far and wide, as far as the east is from the west. Therefore, there is no condemnation for those who are in Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit has freed you from the law of sin and death. You have eternal life because of God's mercy. Let's read Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. In view of God's mercy, let's be a living sacrifice. We talked about this last week, about not conforming to the pattern of this world. But now let's go further in verse 2, being transformed by the renewing of your mind. We know that we are to be transformed into the image of Christ. But how does that happen? Understand this. Everything Jesus did and said was a model for us to live by, including sacrificing your will, your ambitions, and desires. He will give you the desires that are best for you if you dedicate your life to following him and being led by the Holy Spirit. Every time you put others first, when you love your enemy, when you sacrifice your time and energy to help others instead of putting your desires first, you have done these things unto Christ. Because of God's mercy in us, we are obligated to be a living sacrifice. In verse 2, it says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's amazing. The mind is an amazing creation by God. You know, 2,000 years ago, before computers were even ever created, the Apostle Paul understood that our mind was programmed. We are programmed by the ways of the world. And Paul understood that we need a miracle, just like God performed a miracle on your heart, so that you are no longer dead in your trespasses, but alive in Christ. It was the miracle working power of the Holy Spirit that brought you to repentance, gave you the grace to have faith in him. And it is the Holy Spirit that guides, leads, and strengthens you to live the life of Christ. Now, the Holy Spirit wants to participate with you in reprogramming your mind, to renew your mind in the Word of God. Now, we know that the Word of God is both Christ and the written Word of God, the Bible. The Bible is 66 books inspired by the Holy Spirit, but written by human authors. The Bible is the final authority for all Christians and the primary way God speaks to us. When you read the Word, it convicts you and corrects you and encourages you to live God's will and purpose. Again, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The word transformed in the Greek, since the New Testament was originally written in Greek, the word transformed in Greek is metamorpho. In other words, metamorphosis. When your mind is transformed, it becomes completely rewired. Briefly, I'll inform you of the four places in Scripture that talks about this metamorphosis and that the Holy Spirit is involved in all four. The first one is the transfiguration of Christ. Jesus took Peter, James, and John up on a high mountain, and the gospel records that Jesus was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothing became white as light. This revealed Jesus' divine nature and glory, briefly stripping away his human appearance to show his heavenly form. The second and third time you read of this metamorphosis is in Philippians 3:21 and 1 Corinthians 15:51 and 52. When our bodies will be transformed in the resurrection from our mortal bodies to glorified bodies. The last one, the fourth one, applies to what we're talking about today in this sermon. In Romans 12:2, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I said all this so that you understand that the renewing of your mind includes the Holy Spirit actively working in your mind through the Holy Scriptures. You're gradually changed from one degree of glory to another so that your character becomes like His. If you want to live by the Spirit, you have to actively surrender to the work of the Holy Spirit in your life. You have to die to yourself. You must live the life of Christ. This is being a living sacrifice. As you immerse yourself in His Word, you see Jesus face to face in the Scriptures. Then you are transformed by the Spirit of God. You want to see Jesus in everything you study in the Word of God. It's all about Him. Let me show you something interesting. I think a true Christian desires to be transformed into the image of Christ, to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This transformation will empower you to be a living sacrifice for Jesus Christ. You see, it's the Holy Spirit that brings everything Jesus is through the Word of God to live the life of Christ in you. Since the Holy Spirit inspired Scripture, the Holy Word of God. I want to talk about the Holy Spirit a little bit. We know Him as the third person of the Trinity. He's fully divine, personal, active from Genesis to Revelation. In John 15:26, Jesus promised to send us a helper. He is our comforter, our counselor, our advocate. This is the same Spirit of God that moved over the waters in creation. Excuse me. He is the one that filled the prophets like Isaiah and Ezekiel and David to speak the word. To speak the word. He is the same Spirit of God that wrote the law of God on our hearts in Ezekiel. He is the one that transforms our character, guides us into all truth, and empowers us to live according to the will of God. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 3, 16 through 18. But whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory, are being transformed into His image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Now, the Greek word for transformed in this scripture is similar to Romans 12:2, but the word is metamorphometha, if I say that right. It means to change completely into a different form or type. Like an awkward little child who's changed into a tall, confident man. You become different. So when you turn to the Lord, when you were saved from sin and death, the veil is taken away with the presence of the Holy Spirit. The spiritual blindness is taken away. You see God face to face in all His glory through His Word as you're studying. You meditate and contemplate all that He is. What is His glory? All that you need to know about Him. All of the beauty of His character. All of His attributes. His loyalty. His faithfulness. His mercy and grace. Power and wisdom. All the compassion and sympathy He has for us. All of His ability to supply everything that you need, everything necessary to empower us to live as a living sacrifice. Everything that we need is unveiled in Christ. The mind of Christ is revealed in His Word. New life in Christ gives clarity to who God is. As you gaze into His Word, you come to know the living God. Then by the power of the Holy Spirit, you are transformed from the thinking like the old worldly patterns to the mind of Christ. You go from thinking and living the ways of the flesh to the thoughts and ways of Christ. You can't do this on your own. It is the work of God in you. Realize this. The primary way God speaks to us is through His Word. How do you respond in faith when you're under severe trial? When you read about Christ, meditate on what He has done for you, memorizing key scriptures, the Holy Spirit will fill your mind with the truth of God. How are you supposed to extinguish the flaming arrows of the evil one with the shield of faith if you are not in His Word? Remember, your old self has been crucified with Christ. That old self no longer lives. It's Christ that lives in you. Live by faith in the Son of God, and the temptations of your old self can be warded off by the power of the Holy Spirit in you. Keep your eyes on Jesus. As you look at Him in the scriptures, we are being transformed. The work of God is accomplished when you focus on Him. As we are transformed by the renewing of our mind, we are able to be a living sacrifice. As you prepare to study the Word of God, start out with prayer. Lord, show me who you are in your word. I can't do this on my own. Help me to move beyond the exercise of just gaining knowledge. I want to become more like you. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful to be in your hands, Lord. We're thankful for your word. You have given this to us, Lord, as it's your precious word. Help us to drink this in and eat of this daily, Lord, so that we are empowered to live the life of Christ. Thank you so much for who you are. Continue to show us every day and empower us, Lord, and help us to be excited for your return and excited every day to live the life of Christ until you do return, Lord. Thank you for who you are, Lord. You are the Almighty, and we can just continuously praise you through our life, through our study, through our prayers, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, salvation is in Christ alone. So now is the time to participate in the Lord's Supper, a time to commune with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In Luke 22, verse 19 through 20, and he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, given to for you. Do this in remembrance of me." You know, this is a reminder of Jesus' death at the cross. This represents his broken body for us. This is a time to examine our hearts and confess our sins and reaffirm our commitment to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your sacrifice, for your broken body, for dying for us, Lord, for we have needed you so desperately. We thank you, Lord, for what you willingly died for us, Lord. So thank you for that. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And Jesus, in the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you." You know, Jesus spilled his blood not only a sacrifice for sin, but to remember that we have a new covenant established by the blood of Jesus Christ, which secures eternal life for those who believe in him. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the blood that you spilled, the new covenant that you took. You took our place, Lord. You spilled your blood for us. You have made an eternal covenant with us. May we have life in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So let us listen to the song, Remembrance.
Until I see you face to face, until I...